Hey Susie, how's it going? I've been talking you up to a lot of folks, and I was talking about your accomplishment yesterday of calling 190 folks. Nick Mo here. Just calling to see
That's
what you're
Nick
up to
Mo,
this next
phoning
week.
some of the approximately 100 or so volunteers that he says have teamed up to try to get him elected to the Anchorage Assembly through a write-in campaign. Mo, who declared he was running on March 19th, says since then his campaign has taken on a life of its own.
Since last week, we've grown into a pretty incredible organization. You know, we have over 500 likes on Facebook. We're reaching out to 38,000 people on Facebook now. There are hundreds of people who are getting involved in the campaign, volunteering to connect with voters, to put up yard signs, to make phone calls, and to get the word out that the campaign exists and West Anchorage has a choice.
Assembly Chair Ernie Hall was running unopposed until Mo jumped into the race as a write-in last week. Mo says he's challenging Hall, the current representative in seat D, because he hasn't been listening to his constituents, especially when it comes to AO 37, an ordinance proposed by Mayor Dan Sullivan that would limit unions, and which is supported by Hall.
You know, there's over 1,000 people that showed up to these assembly meetings to speak out, that just wanted to share their input and work with the assembly to improve the document. And not only did Ernie Hall not listen, but he shut off testimony.
Mo says he decided to run when he heard that Hall shut down the public hearing before everyone had a chance to speak. Mo is no stranger to politics. At 19, he ran against Mark Begich for mayor of Anchorage. After the election, Begich hired him as a renewable resources intern to work on energy and recycling issues. Since then, the 26-year-old has worked as a legislative aide and as a government relations director for University of Alaska Anchorage. Currently, he works for the nonprofit Alaska Center for the Environment. He says he's running as a write-in because Mayor Dan Sullivan, along with Hall, introduced the union ordinance at the filing deadline for assembly seats.
Ernie Hall introduced AO 37 at the filing deadline when he knew he didn't have a political consequence for doing so.
Although AO 37 cast Mo into the race, he says he's not running on that issue alone. Mo says he supports investing in education, renewable energy projects, and in improving food security. Assembly Chair Hall has lived in West Anchorage since 1961. He served on the assembly in seat D for 3 years. He says in that time he's done a lot for West Anchorage. Hall owned Alaska Furniture Manufacturers for 45 years and is now retired. He says he's involved with a long list of community organizations.
Chamber of Commerce, the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation. I was the guy that read the campaign that raised the money to put the food bank in the new building that it's in. I've served on Alaska Children's Service, United Way.
Hall says he refutes Mo's accusation that he hasn't been listening to people in West Anchorage. Hall admits, though, that he does support the union ordinance.
That document was drafted by the administration. I was on it as a co-sponsor, and the reality is anything that comes from administration to the assembly has to come through the chair. So that was one of the reasons that my name was on it. But I am a supporter of it.
The proposed ordinance was announced on February 8th by Mayor Dan Sullivan. It would limit unions and give the mayor and assembly increased power over union negotiations. It would impact about 2,200 municipal employees. Hall ended the testimony after listening to 4 5-hour evenings where 285 people spoke before the assembly. To Mo's challenge, Hall says voters should look at his accomplishments since he's been serving on the assembly.
If you look at the accomplishments that I've had from the Campbell Creek Estuary, Spinard Road, the West Anchorage District Plan, Title 21, I think that I've been a very big part of accomplishing each one of those, and that's for a pretty major task that had been accomplished during my time on the assemblies.
But Hall says if West Anchorage voters aren't satisfied with him, they now have another choice. Municipal elections are Tuesday, April 2nd. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.